closing the book on the war in Iraq.
Through this remarkable chapter in the history of the United States and Iraq, we have met our responsibilities. Now, it's time to turn the page.
But the sequel is already being written. Book two has an eerily similar plot line.
Next August, we will begin a transition to Afghan responsibility. The pace of our troop reductions will be determined by conditions on the ground, and our support for Afghanistan will endure.
The chapter on transferring responsibility to Iraq ends.
Picking up the story in a new location, Afghanistan.
Maybe we don't need more military strategists. Maybe we need better ghostwriters.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 1st.
And Obama had a speech last night, and it's right at the top of the news. Let's check the headlines. From the same Oval Office desk where President Bush announced the invasion of Iraq 7 years ago, a different message from President Obama last night.
I am announcing that the American combat mission in Iraq has ended.
The U.S. has met its responsibilities, said the president, but the job in Iraq is not over.
I encourage Iraq's leaders to move forward with a sense of urgency, to form an inclusive government that is just, representative, and accountable to the Iraqi people.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Iraq. He went to Ramadi this morning, once the cradle of the insurgency, to meet with some of the 50,000 American troops remaining in the country for support. He told them the United States is no longer at war in Iraq, and history will judge whether the fight was worth it. President Obama turns his attention this morning to another Mideast flashpoint. He'll meet separately today in Washington with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas ahead of tomorrow's first direct talks between the two in more than 2 years. But there are some who are trying to scuttle those talks. Hamas gunmen killed 4 people in the West Bank yesterday, including a pregnant woman. Netanyahu says violence against Israelis tops his agenda.
In these negotiations, I will set clearly the security needs that are required precisely to address this kind of terror.
We spoke with the BBC's Wira Davis in Ramallah on the West Bank, and he told us what the mood was like over there.
Well, the mood is, of course, one of perhaps determination that these talks will go ahead despite the shooting dead of 4 Jewish settlers in the Palestinian-occupied West Bank overnight. Initially, there were calls from some Israeli quarters for the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, to abandon the peace talks even before they'd begun. But those who support the talks will be glad that both the Israelis and the Palestinians have said that in some ways they expect people who oppose the talks, they expect the militants to do this kind of thing, even though the deaths of 4 people was perhaps unexpected. The peace talks will continue.
So anticipating violence, but staying the course.
Yeah, and that's the pattern of previous years. If you look at previous peace talks, Palestinian leaders and Israeli prime ministers have often been faced by actually much more severe acts of violence. Sometimes those have worked, if you like, that the militants have got their way and the peace talks have been derailed. Hamas, which is the Palestinian militant organization which claimed responsibility for the shooting dead of these 4 Jewish settlers, said this was the first of many such attacks. So there's some concern, of course, that the actions may be repeated. But at this stage, both leaders, Mahmoud Abbas and Benjamin Netanyahu, are staying in Washington and intend to begin those talks, which will be difficult anyway.
More on the talks coming up. That was the BBC's Middle East correspondent, Wira Davis, speaking to us from Ramallah.
Let's look at the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,014. The S&P opens at 1,049. The NASDAQ at 2,114. Coming up this morning, we're going to look at new statistics on C-sections. The number of them is rising dramatically. And we started this conversation with you. What's natural about natural childbirth to begin with? You can weigh in on the debate over C-sections at 8778-MY-TAKE. And later this hour, we'll talk more about it. We're also going to be talking about the huge 60-mile traffic jam in China. But here's an experiment. If you're in the middle of a traffic jam on your way to work this morning, if you have hands-free calling, call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Tell us how bad it is.
If you're under 5 miles an hour, it's okay.